click on title.
On the north side of Des Moines, a dozen immigrant and refugee children are producing a mini-documentary.
Okay, click OK.
They're participants in a workshop program with ArtForce Iowa, a nonprofit organization that helps young people in need through art. This workshop teaches refugee and immigrant teenagers how to shoot and edit video with professional-grade equipment. Director of ArtForce Iowa, John Mark Fielmeyer, says while they're learning the technique, the purpose is to figure out how to live their new lives.
When immigrant and refugee youth come to America, come to Iowa, they're kind of confronted with this culture shock mixed with still having that access to their home culture. And I think that projects like this can use the arts to bridge that gap.
In this video, kids are describing which people they want for the documentary.
Who are our leaders?
Who are our role models?
Who are our heroes?
Alejandro Alfaro Santis from Guatemala is one of those heroes.
Well, I'm a United Methodist pastor. So I'm the pastor of a Latino congregation here in Des Moines. And I'm also an immigration specialist for the Central District of the United Methodist Church here in Iowa.
13-year-old Francine Nyamwani is from Congo and says her group chose Alfaro Santis as their hero because he's inspiring.
Because we think he has done a great job and we would like other people to do a great job like him.
Alfaro Santis had never heard of ArtForce Iowa, but says he was happy to help.
It was kind of like a last-minute thing, and I always like to help kids in whatever I can. So the program that I'm doing seems pretty exciting, so I thought, well, you know, make time to talk to them.
17-year-old Diadon Samuel from Congo participated in the workshop both weeks and says his favorite part was working with the other immigrants.
The biggest question I like to ask about the heroes is what they miss most about the country, because I like knowing the different things people miss, because also I was an immigrant once, and I've been here for 8 years, and I miss a lot of things back home, but I also like to hear the different point of views of others.
At the end of the week, the final videos are presented during a viewing party. Alejandro is running a little late, but makes it just in time.
And it was really nice to see how they were explaining how to use the camera, and they were doing, like a panning and stuff like that. So it was really good. I think they will benefit from it. It just builds their self-esteem as well, give them confidence that they can do these kind of things.
As they introduce their videos and their immigrant heroes, everyone sits quietly and watches.
I'm originally from Kenya. I was born and raised in Kenya till I was about 22 years old, and then I immigrated to the United States. I miss my family a lot, basically it's just the family time. Back in Kenya, there's more like community life and family, a lot of family interactions.
After the videos are over, the dozen immigrant students, their teachers, and their heroes share pizza and Latino food while listening to American popular music. In Des Moines, I'm Amanda Horvath, Iowa Public Radio News.